today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
When I go to these offices, if I have to be there, I help the people that are older than me. Like, I'd like to be helped. I hold a lot of doors. Like,
oh, the high touch surfaces, you're touching those?
Good.
You're elbowing around?
I wash my hands and
don't
sanitize.
Don't be a hero.
Don't be a
hero. Would you mind if I kissed your crutch?
What? Your crutch. Can I lick your walker? Oh. How would you analyze, as a prognosticator, your season? How would you rate this particular season of your picks, Nikki?
Well, if we don't count the first 10 or 11 weeks, we're on fire, baby!
And so every week I was getting this brown liquid put into my arm of things I'm allergic to, and it would hurt and burn and itch. And I'm thinking, well, of course, because they've made a fluid of everything I'm allergic to. And finally I said, you know what? I'd rather sneeze than get this painful shot every week.
Right.
So, you know, sometimes
was
you have
to... Was that before or after you were diagnosed with diabetes?
Well, they found out about the allergy when they took the foot.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Careful, darling. The hounds have been here.
What?
No, I'm sitting in. There's evidence of canine here.
Oh, no.
Canine urine, which I've been scrubbing since I came in. You know what?
There's nothing. Well, you know what? Cat
pee
is worse.
Three, four, five times a day. Really, it's moments like this that I want to just say, pet-free zone.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Well, you need a dog.
They're animals. They're animals.
No, we don't
anyway.
Need anything. They don't know how to act around us. How are we supposed to deal with them?
Really. I'm talking about multiple times. Yeah. Get it through their walnut-sized brains that, they don't do that. And what do? Where do they go? They slink in here, furthest point away from where everybody lives in the house, in my workspace. As they always have, my workspace.
Well, to be specific, in the Manassas house, it was my workspace. It was always Frankie.
But it was where we did the show.
Yeah, you're exactly. Maybe they just don't like podcasts.
And then in the other house, it was where I did the show.
Also, you know
Bastards.
What? No. Frankie just also hated your drum set.
Yeah.
It's all things
and then now Winslow's doing the same
with
thing.
You. Yeah. What if you peed?
Talk.
Could you pee in his crate?
What?
Why don't you pee in his crate? For revenge.
Oh, that would be...
You're not smelling what I'm smelling. I'm having trouble finding levity in this moment.
Can't smell what the rock is cooking.
Today's show is this a jam-packed Friday. We are taking a bonus show today. We're doing a slightly earlier regular show. And my schedule today, I crammed a virtual doctor's appointment. This is the second time, doctor, first time of two, the doctors will be mentioned in the show today.
Okay.
Because I've been tweaking my medical attention the first of the year. I had a pre-done appointment with my doctor today for one reason and one reason only, to go over the sugars to see where I was. And I
how close were you to diabetes before?
I was in diabetes.
Oh, we didn't know that it was 100%
there. I was diabetic.
There.
I never said diabetic.
Oh,
I never
my
said
God.
The word.
Congratulations.
I said a big step.
In the wrong
Shut
direction,
up.
But
well,
go.
Shut up.
The saying of it is a big step. The having it is,
Now, Rob, you've had diabetes for like 6 years, right?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I have all three types. The type 1, type 2, and a third magical called the podcaster diabetes, which is magical.
That's the hat trick. I was told 3 months ago that I had moved into this area. I was told that I would have to go on medication. He said he gave me a caveat that he said if you modify your behavior because this is weight related, that I could we would revisit it. I then asked him, is it essential for me to go on medication because I'd rather not? And he said if you can tell me that you're going to make an effort to change things, and then we will reconvene in the first part of the year to see where we were. And so last week, I went to my favorite phlebotomist. and I had the blood taken out of my left arm. I can tell you the spot where you get it right there. And today was the meeting. I was nervous as hell. I was freaked out.
Yeah.
And I'm here to tell you, I pushed myself out of the range today.
Oh, congratulations. Woo!
So I'm no longer got the sugars now. But I got the pre-sugars.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
that knows yeah. this, you got the pre. So the next time, which will be early summer, when I reconvene with him,
you can
will
still
be
get
to
Carla
discuss,
pregnant. Yes.
Which will be to discuss the...
That's a different
I push
kind of
myself
pre,
out
think.
Of the air, which yeah, I want to do.
Rob, yes.
And which I will do. So hopefully, well, knock on wood, I will do it. But this is a,
that's
this
a great
is
step.
The awakening
it's a great
I needed.
Step.
When you yes. heard the word diabetic 3 months ago...
I was out of my mind.
Probably you're scared, right?
Scared.
Yeah.
S-less.
Yeah. yeah.
Absolutely.
Jesus.
You know, because really the pre is, you know, should scare you. Didn't scare me because I'd heard it a couple of times.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so it's something that, you know, the body is an amazing thing. If you do, if you treat it right, sometimes it treats you right. So I was waiting and waiting and waiting. I had no idea. I had no idea whether it would be good, bad, in the middle, or whether mm-hmm. everything I'd done. I had lost weight, but I didn't know whether that would do it. I also had gone through Christmas. Mm-hmm. Before I had my blood work.
Christmas.
Yeah, you know, where I'm, you know, I was fudging it a little bit by eating tons of fudge.
I was going to say, that's
all the time.
Best use of that verb ever.
Did Carla give you shots? How does it work when you're diabetic?
I don't get shots. I don't have that kind.
It was type, you were probably with type 2,
right?
Are
you type 2, Rob? Are you type 2? Seriously?
No, I'm not at all.
I've seen your feet.
You're not? Are you pre?
I'm sure I'm pre. I've probably been pre for 20 years.
Oh, no, he's post.
But my dad is insulin dependent, and my buddy Pat House, who you love, is also insulin dependent, but
they're
Pat
type
is on a
one,
pump.
Right?
Yeah, that's type 1. Pat's on a pump. Mm. So that's pretty
so
cool.
So he has to get it all. So I'm
is
happy
it Swedish?
That, yeah, it's type 2 is usually lifestyle, age, that
okay.
type of thing.
Yeah.
That's the better type.
But
then.
The bad news with this is that now I no longer am going to be in the front of the line for the vaccine.
Well, can't,
oh my
you,
God,
can't you use old paperwork
out.
For that?
Yeah, you've gotten
What's
yourself
that?
Out of the danger zone.
You could use old paperwork for that.
You know, I didn't ask him about the vaccine, my doc today. I didn't ask him about that because I think that the way I'm leading my life, I'm going to hunker down and wait till it's my turn. That's the way it's going to go. I could ask, but I just feel like that would be selfish. Because frontline workers and people in nursing homes, I think that would be... selfish, because I was going to, the next question I would have would be, does sleep apnea push you to the front of the line?
No.
You know, I'm still obese. That probably pushed me to the front of the line.
What about if you're a national treasure? Does that get you to the front of the line?
I want to know more about your blood work.
What do you want to know?
What I asked you. You said you're pre, but you don't know.
No, I have
never had a doctor say to you, Mr., you know, Jabba the Rob, that he is
Rob of the Hutt, please.
That Rob of the Hutt.
Big fat
that
Rob.
No one has ever discussed that with you.
Well, I've been told to lose weight my entire adult life, and I have many times, and I've put
I'm
it back on.
I'm speaking about the beaties, the
yeah,
sugars.
I've been pre-diabetic before, but they always watch out for it because it's in my family. And
when's
so far,
the last
so
time you had blood work? That's probably the better question.
A year ago, probably. I did a virtual visit in the summer. Via telephone because, you know, no one was going to the doctor.
Right.
Yeah. Did have blood work in a year ago, yeah.
And they didn't bring it up then?
Mm-mm, no.
As far as, but because you were pre, or do you think you were pre?
don't know. They always say the same thing. Lose weight.
Okay. And all right. How's your cholesterol?
Cholesterol is amazingly good. Blood pressure under control. Doing fine.
Okay. All right. He hates to
I
talk
believe
about
him.
This.
I believe him. He cares
I believe
about nothing.
Him too.
Like there is nothing in his life that upsets him.
He does not get wound up. No, he does not get wound up.
That's how you keep the blood pressure down.
Yeah.
That and two pills.
He gets wound up. He's gotten wound up on a few bars.
Yeah, but for like maybe 5 minutes, and then it's just like, all
right,
back to normal.
You can tell with Rob when he gets wound up because his cheeks get red.
That's right.
His cheeks are a little red right now because this is not a topic he likes talking about. See? Just a tiny bit of color.
Mm-hmm.
Just a tiny bit of color there. Like
I think that's just the excitement of doing the show.
I went to the doctor's yesterday, Mike.
You did?
And, yeah, because I had an appointment. And it's just your blood work you're talking about now.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah,
right. He went over it with you?
I was supposed to go yesterday. And you know, they take your blood pressure again. And the young lady says, right or left arm? And I said, left arm. which is an awkward arm, especially because it's usually open to the right, like dog leg.
I get it. I get it. It's usually they like to hit you on the right.
Yeah.
That's so where they like to hit you.
She hits me on the left, and she's like, oh, this is hot. I was like, well, I took a five-hour energy like 2 hours ago, so this is probably why.
Like your temperature is hot?
No.
Blood pressure.
My blood pressure is high.
Oh, high.
Yeah, high. Okay. High.
I thought you said hot.
High. Right. And she goes, let's do the left arm. And I said, well, I asked for the right arm. And then she says, now let's try the left arm now because this is higher than usual. And I said, okay, well, I didn't want to show you this earlier, but I have a wound on my arm. It looks like I cut myself, which I did. I don't know if you can see it very well.
What you should have said, Oscar, is
right by the crotch of your elbow.
Yeah, like that.
You should have said, you know, I'm paying here and you will take my blood pressure on the right side.
Yes, it's a wound.
Was that Santo scratching you or Shannon?
Oh, no, that's great. No, I was underneath this rack right here,
right,
racking a piece of equipment,
right,
and I yanked my arm out, and then I scratched myself. No big deal.
It wasn't Fight Club.
No, it wasn't Fight Club.
Okay.
But the young lady who was taking my blood pressure looked at the wound because it was fresher yesterday.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, well, let's just go with the first reading. And someone will call you a little later.
Oh, so she didn't even want to touch it?
She was so disgusted by it.
Oh, so your BP was high. That's not good because you do get wound up.
It was fine, though. It was fine.
All right. Very good.
And so the nurse practitioner leaves and my doctor comes in and says, oh, let's talk about your blood pressure. I said, no. I was like, look.
It's not why I'm here.
I'm just
you
here.
You shouldn't take those goddamn energy drinks.
They're poison.
I agree,
they're poison.
Mike. I agree.
They're not good for you.
And then I said, this has happened before. I've come in here and I forgot that I was coming here. Usually I don't take any of the caffeine stimulants. This is what happens. Look at my charts. I can tell you the dates I came last time. And you're like, let's talk about your blood pressure. Mm-hmm. And she goes, has it been a stressful week for you? And I looked at her deadpan.
Kind of an interesting question for anyone that lives in the nation's capital. How about anyone that cares about America?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you take a paper?
I looked at her. I was like, doctor, I said, I think if you're not stressed, you're dead inside. Like,
Yeah.
Absolutely. We live in the nation's capital. She goes, oh, okay. No, you're fine. You can go now. And I was like, That's all it is.
Did you say you are your most stressful moment this week was when you were leaving that note in Nancy Pelosi's office?
Because part of me thought the nurse practitioner was like, oh, that's a wound from you rioting.
I hadn't even thought of that.
She'd give you a little of that vibe,
maybe?
There
was a look, like step away from the door, young man.
Wow. Everybody's thinking about it. Let me ask you, since we're on the subject,
yes,
are there any Yahoos still in the city? Is there any evidence of the people?
I am a roving reporter.
Away? All
right. Let me tell you, Rob saw me doing this. Action News.
Yes.
Outside of Wisconsin Avenue Studios. Then this was actually a proud moment where I said... I said, there's some activity outside on Wisconsin Avenue. We're no less than 500 yards away from the vice president's house.
Exactly.
And it's a car that's been pulled over, and I capture on video, did nothing with it because I realized it's none of my business, move on. But I did capture it, and Rob came over and saw it. Three DCPD pulling over a car with out-of-state paper tags.
Yep.
Handcuffing the gentleman. Ripping the tags off the car, and then another tow truck came, picked it up, rolled out. Like, they were anybody with out-of-state tags, things are hinky, they're getting you.
Yeah,
that's right. It was 500 yards from the vice president's residence and 20 yards from good guys.
Well, you know, we're chuckling, but, you know, to the people that are on the job that put themselves on the front lines, you know, in the last 24 hours since we did a show, a police officer lost his life too. And, you know, I guess hit in the head with a fire extinguisher during the melee. And, you know, it's just
even more of the footage is shot. It's even more shocking as more of the footage comes out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really horrible what happened. And you know, we will remember that forever. And, you know, what's left of this administration, that's how they go out. That's what they're going to be known for. So I was just curious whether, you know, based on people that we know, tail between the legs heading back after their big rally that they had. I was just kind of curious. Do you get the sense that people have kind of beat feet and
that's the impression
that
I got
here
driving
out.
In no curfew last night in the overnight. There's still a state of emergency, I think, through the Mayor Bowser has declared a state of emergency through the inauguration, so there's increased awareness. But there's, again, no traffic in the city. I saw one pedestrian and one person walking their dog between the bridge and here today. There's just no one in the city.
I went downtown like yesterday, and it was how it was downtown after the show of force and the military-grade precision of the way people moved. And by that, I mean the citizens of minding their P's and Q's, mm-hmm. and also realizing that there is on every block a squad car or two squad cars or three squad cars right after the BLM movement.
What's your point that it's the way it was then?
It's the way it should have been before
yesterday.
This protest and this riot.
Okay.
But it was,
and on a dime, it changed from day to day.
Mm-hmm. Sergeant at Arms resigned for the Capitol, for the Congress. The U.S. Capitol Police Chief resigned yesterday. I think there are more heads that are going to roll with this that happened. And
it's the lack of leadership. Colin Powell said this morning, and I think you probably saw it, Mike, that they had a civilian in charge of these people.
Mm-hmm.
And it does roll downhill. So, you know,
the
buck stops with them. But why would you have a civilian that has no training, that does not understand what is happening in charge of something like this?
I would like to congratulate Antifa for creating those amazing costumes made to look like rednecks that all the Antifa people wore.
Impressive.
Let me just say this.
Can you clarify what you're alluding to?
I'm alluding to the fact that you're hearing a lot of these racists that want to say Antifa, 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 mm-hmm. F you and the horse you rode in on. Anyone with two eyes that looks at videotape, that listens to the audio tape of the guy that was in Nancy Pelosi's office. This was not Antifa. But they like to say that either under the guise of false equivalency or even the most outrageous theories of, well, we have to investigate whether there were plants inside. No, no, no. All you have to do is look at the videotape. That's it. But that's what you get.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
what you get when you feel horrible about what your people have done in modern America. You have to find some sort of false narrative to cover your sorry asses. And I have to go into a moment of zen today and absolutely breathe deeply. If I hear effing Antifa, I swear to God, it's going to be another letter for me at Cocoonville. There, I swear to you, it's going to be. And you
are
know
you
what
hearing
I'm going to do?
A lot of this, like from.
I heard a lot of it 2 days ago.
Oh, okay.
I heard a lot of it 2 days ago. Like,
but
when
from
I
other
was
Republicans
out
and about.
Yes.
Oh
yes.
No!
Two separate guys. No,
oh,
this is
no.
while it was going on, Oscar.
Oh, Jesus!
Two separate guys.
Yes.
Without any coordination whatsoever.
Yeah.
Two far apart from each other.
Yes.
In two separate conversations.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I got a preview.
Yeah, you got a preview
of what they would do.
Yeah.
Because really, because that's what it is. I've said that forever. That's what it all comes down to. This is what this is all born out of. Hating people that don't look like you.
Mm.
That's what it is. It's racism. That's where it all comes from. You say, well, I voted for Trump. I'm not. Yeah, I know. There are plenty of people that voted for Trump that may not practice, be practicing racist. What's a practicing racist?
Observant racist.
An observant racist.
Well, only on Christmas and Easter.
I have to say that this whole deal is coming back. And so you hear, as soon as you see this, well, you know, Antifa, and it's just.
Well, Mike, you said that you had two conversations and they hadn't coordinated. No, they've been coordinating for years. They've got their plan. They've got their back plan. They've got their answer. They've got their knee-jerk reaction to any time anything happens. So they've been automatic. They've been listening to this drivel, and this is what they're programmed to think. So of course.
I think it's safe to say after this event, though, that well, you know what. Carla warned me that I should never get happy And that's my mantra, don't get mm-hmm. happy. Mm-hmm. But when the president came out and essentially conceded the election yesterday, after a great commentator on the tube said that he had been woodshedded, mm-hmm. that'll help the blood pressure too. That atomizer jug of energy drink, that'll really help your blood pressure. you finish that, and I think your ears and eyes are going to turn purple.
I think Pony's trying to kill me because he usually brings me a little guy, but he heard there, I might be on a high blood
pressure
deal.
Pony, that's a good move with that cartoon-sized
Red
Bull.
He's like, I'm going to get him the biggest one.
You know what? I like to imagine that. I like to imagine that Oscar is drinking a regular-sized Red Bull, but this is just like a smaller Oscar.
Hey, Maddie, unrelated. Maddie, do I have too much headroom?
Check maybe clicking down one.
You're sinking in your chair.
Maddie, now you look like little now, Oscar and little Mike.
You got it, Rob.
Hi, guys. How are you? Let's go to the man boob show.
Moob.
No, that shirt looks great. No boobs.
There you go.
No boobs.
None boobs.
None
still
boobs.
Still two.
There you go. Man. There you go.
Is that it?
Yeah, it's perfect.
Love it.
Better? So anyway, that I was just curious as to whether they have made their way out of the nation's capital after all this. And since we were talking about doctors, I can tip this in before we have a very busy show.
With busy, Diamond busy, and
sports, busy. Yesterday, not only did I have my little virtual visit today, but I've had a bad wheel. I've had a bad left foot that's been bothering me with the plantar's peanut fasciitis that I've had for a very long time. So finally, yesterday, I went to my guy, you know, the needle guy. And I love him. He's a young doctor, super young doctor.
Like 12?
He is fantastic. And he's good at what he does. And he gives me the magic medicine that makes pain go away. So I'm mm-hmm. very happy. That's just like athletes, you know, when you're a conditioned, seasoned athlete like myself, you need to get that pain doctor once in a while. So I'm told by a couple of guys that they can give you. I tried a little acupuncture. Wasn't going. It was steadily kind of getting into the, you know, a worse category. So I figured I'd go get the needle, and I'm told by a couple of guys, well, they can do that. So yes, they can. And I went and I talked to him about it. Mm-hmm. And he gets his little scope out, his little fluoroscope or whatever the hell he's looking mm-hmm. at my foot. He says, yeah, well, we're going to do this. And then he says something, and the level of honesty from this medical professional was spectacular, where he looks me in the eye and said, I just want to tell you something. This is one. This is known in my business as one of the most painful shots that we
give. Oh, God, really?
God. That's what he said to me. And I'm looking at him like,
really? You do not want to hear
really?
This.
And then, he said, so listen, we're going to have you lie face down, ass up on this little table, dangle your feet off, and then we'll take that left foot, and it's coming in. The needle will be coming in at the heel. So apparently there are a lot of nerve endings at the heel. And so he says this. He said, we got to go prepare a few things. We'll be right back in, and we'll get you all straightened out here. Mm-hmm. And so I'm left with my own brain going, most painful ever. I've gotten a bunch of these shots, so I have so many holes in my body.
So you're alone in the room thinking about
it. The pain.
Do you think he's outside the door, and the nurses, you tell him the thing about the shot being painful?
Because as it turns out, I've gotten worse ones. I've gotten worse. That right there, the elbow when I was in my 20s.
Yeah. Yes.
When I had a little issue with playing hockey and I had a little elbow thing. That was the most painful cortisone shot that I ever got.
I've never gotten a cortisone shot.
Yeah, it was a hockey injury.
But you know what got really bad were allergy shots. I was on an allergy shot program for a while.
My back injury and my elbow were both hockey-related, Oscar, when I was playing a little club hockey. That's how I did it. Why are you looking at me? What do you think it was? Stuffing ho-hos into my mouth?
No, is that how you think I got you're a virile man now. Imagine how virile you were back then.
Oh, I know what you're doing. I got it now. Okay, I get the joke. I didn't know where he was going with that. Now it's funny now that he explained it.
Can you imagine with cortisone? You never leave the house. But the thing about allergy shots is they make a serum based on what you're allergic to, and it gets too much headroom. And so you get.
I'm so sorry.
The serum gets stronger and stronger and stronger of the things you're allergic to that they inject in your body. And so every week I was getting this brown liquid put into my arm of things I'm allergic to, and it would hurt and burn and itch. And I'm thinking, well, of course, because they've made a fluid of everything I'm allergic to. And finally, I said, you know what? I'd rather sneeze. I'd rather sneeze than get this painful shot every week. Right. So, you know, sometimes
was
you have
that before or after you were diagnosed with diabetes?
Well, they found out about the allergy when they took the foot.
The blue toes.
That's it.
I don't know what what your fight about the, I guess, accepting the fact that you probably have diabetes.
Rob. Well, I didn't at the last time I had the blood work, but I'm sure I'm going to get it. I mean, I've said that for years. I've got it on both sides of my family, and I'm not the picture of
health. Yeah, you don't have the kind that's the weight guy. And it's, look, I'm here to say I am right now very happy. I have a lot of work to do, so I don't want to make people think that I feel like I'm out of the woods. I don't. But the fact that I was able to move the meter in 3 months' time,
it's important.
Maybe a little less than that. Getting back to the most painful shot in the world, they leave me to stew in the office. They leave me sit, and then he said, "When we come in, when we bring the, it was not a fluoroscope. It was a like a sonogram thing that they do to look at the foot, and he takes a pen and he's putting little holes with his pen,
like a felt tip pen,
where he's going to do that." And so I'm left for probably 5-6 minutes to just, psych myself into the fact that this is going to hurt. This is going to hurt. And then I do have to go on the physician's table, face down, ass up. And by the way, I said that to the nurse, and I got a big laugh. I said, "So you want me basically to lie on my stomach there?" And she goes, "Yeah, just that's how we do the foot injections." I said, "So face down, ass up." And she was very, very young. But she remembered the song.
Did she stifle laughter, or was it genuine?
No, she laughed. She thought she really laughed. It was
did you
funny.
Look her up on Facebook when you were done?
Yeah.
No, I did not.
Send her an Instagram friend request?
No, but she was terrific. She was smart. Everybody in his office is smart.
When you
nice
got up from
nice
the crinkly paper on the table and it's all, you know, probably stuck to you a little bit because you're a little sweaty, right. And you say, "Hey, nurse, right. I followed you."
The only other thing, look, I'm fine. The professionals in the office were fun to deal with. You know, unfortunately, down here, you know the people that are in the doctor's office, they're all 1,000, and I'm social distancing with the mask on in the corner, but it didn't prevent me from hearing what the old man said, because she's doing everybody's temp before they go back to the office. You know, incidentally, don't do the temp when we're in the waiting room, right? Don't come in as soon as we walk in. So if somebody has the COVID and we're sitting in the waiting room, don't do that. But when you're going back to see the man in charge, you get the little
The cattle,
the non-touchy touchy.
The cattle can be anywhere,
When I come back, they're waiting for me to schedule my follow-up. She's like, I'm swamped. Can you let me wait? Can you just wait a second? So I go back into the corner, and there's Oldie McOlderson who's over there and says he watches this one lady going back, get her temperature taken, and then he says,
mine might be a little high. I think food poisoning after Thanksgiving,
and I want to throw up right then.
Disgusting.
It's just, you know, okay, what does that mean? That he's had the S's since, that goes on. So meanwhile, I'm digressing again.
My wife makes a corn pudding, but I think the half and half was old.
It's just they're all so, and, I tell Carly, stock up on the pain medication, when I get to that level. Because one of these days, I'm going to put it in a Ninja and just a few ice cubes and some Irish whiskey or a nice margarita cocktail.
The pain medication would be for Carla.
No, it's
one last great margarita, and Mike goes to sleep. Yes. That's what I wouldn't mind.
The big sleep.
The big sleep.
Called a Mexican nap.
While I'm waiting in, and I skipped ahead to the end of the visit, he finally comes back in, and then I say to him when it's done, and he's great. He's saying we're 50% there, 75% there. He said about another 3 minutes.
Injections to the heel?
Yeah, well, they numbed the surface out, so I think it was, but my face down, ass up position did not allow me to see how many, and I haven't really looked at it since then because it's needle marks, but I think maybe 2 or 3 spots that he put it in there. And then I said, "You might have oversold that pain, Doc. I think it wasn't bad. Wasn't bad at all, you know." And then I, we'll see today. I'll let you know how I'm getting around today, but it was all done. And then we talked a little politics after that for about 20 minutes or so, and he's one of my favorites. He's one of my cool guys. I like the young guys. I like the young doctors. They're smart guys. They're fun to talk to. And then I go out into the waiting room and just think, COVID, COVID, COVID.
That guy said he had a fever for 3 months.
Yes.
Right.
It was bad ham at Easter.
I do. When I go to these offices, if I have to be there, I help the people that are older than me. Like, I'd like to be helped. I hold a lot of doors.
The high-touch surfaces? You're touching those? Good. You're not elbowing around?
No. You know, I held a couple of doors, Oscar. Mm. Yes, I did. Okay? I washed my hands and
don't
sanitized.
Don't be a hero.
Don't be
a hero. Would you mind if I kissed your crutch?
What? Your crutch. Can I lick your walker?
The sweaty part.
Can I smell your cane?
Yeah. You know what you can't do, though? You know what I'm big for in these offices?
What?
A friendly, warm smile.
Yes.
Which I think all
people. And that doesn't spread any disease.
No, it doesn't work now with the masks on.
You can't.
You can smile with your eyes.
I'm trying to think. Yeah. Okay. This is what it would look like.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have my glasses on. Let me see if I will.
Yeah, you can.
No. You look like you're about to kill somebody.
Don't you? You guys haven't looked in a mirror and said, "How do I look happy with my eyes?" I've thought about that.
I've actually thought about does that.
Yeah,
you try to communicate happiness with your eyes a lot more. That's what you try to do. All right, Rob's trying to. I don't know.
Rob, you look confused.
That was me. Okay, this is happy.
Yeah.
All right. No, you look confused.
Now, Rob, since Rob's got the mask. Wear the mask like an old person wears the mask.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
I think that's a good TV poisoning.
That's exactly like it is. Yeah. All right,
they got to wear it like Abraham Lincoln's beard.
Right. And other than that, it was painless. The foot feels better. The beaties. Everything seems to be. This is a good day, but you know what? There's always tomorrow. Start the show, Rob.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hey, Nelson, let me order.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to place an order.
What'd you like?
Yeah, I'd like 3 orders of garlic chicken.
And then?
And then 3 orders of white rice.
And then?
And then... Oh, hey, you guys want soup?
Sure.
Yeah, 3 orders of wonton soup.
And then?
Oh, some fortune cookies, too.
And then?
Gosh, I think that's about it.
And then?
No, that's it.
And then?
No, and then. I that's all I want.
And then?
And then nothing else because I'm done ordering, okay?
And then.
And then you can put it in a brown paper bag and come put it in my hand because I'm ready to eat.
And then.
I refuse to play your Chinese food mind games.
And then.
No! No, and then!
And then.
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 No, no, and then.
And then.
Maybe you're starting to piss me off, lady. And then, I'm going to come in there, and I'm going to put my foot in your ass if you say and then again.
And then, and then, and then, and then.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
From our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with a loyal legion of listeners who are part of our family and who listen every day in every corner of the world. This is TMOS, heard in great places like Claxton, Georgia, Homer, Alaska, Tokyo, Japan, Novato, California, Emigrant, Montana, and South Bend, Indiana. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by our good friends at Cornerstone.
Yes.
Do I have a testimonial from Cornerstone? No, I don't. I've got this. Let me tell you about Cornerstone.
Yes.
Did you know that homeowners are now $1 trillion richer thanks to the pandemic-driven housing boom? That plus the 14th rate drop in 12 months means that you should make a New Year's resolution to save money. Now is the time to refinance, to take cash out, lower a loan term, or remove PMI. My good friend Mark Livingstone, he's got a great team over there at Cornerstone, and they have the new 2021 Fannie Mae loan limits, which is almost as good as Whitehall Inn's fruit fritters.
Do you know who just finished up their paperwork with Cornerstone? My mother.
My mother's sharing.
My dad did two with them, and my mom did one. They just can't stop competing.
It's great, and the 2021 Fannie Mae loan limits mean ultra-low rates all the way up to $822K.
Yep.
It's a lot of money. And Cornerstone delivers what they promised, never a bait and switch, like those other guys who offer super low rates, but don't tell you about origination points. Cornerstone, First Financial, 202-625-1221. Call them, call them, call them. And you can also go to cornerstonefirst.com. Personal attention from application to closing. All right, I have to get this off my chest. I will not mention names. I will simply share with you the message that my wife got. I believe this was a Facebook message.
Okay.
Facebook Messenger, was as
this,
it's called.
Private to her, direct?
Private to her, okay. Not on her page, a PM sent to Carla. And
so not well, on the, just not on the business there. Page, but her personal page.
I'm not sure. I could ask her. Could call her, right. But I'm not sure. I think it came. It could have come either places. here goes.
Yes.
And I just want an interpretation of whether this was fueled by substances or what it was.
All right.
This is a while back, maybe earlier in the week at about 5:34 p.m. That's important, too, that I'm saying when this came in. Early in the week. Hi, Carla. I'm watching one of the drinking shows. Anyway, it's the one with y'all talking about refrigerators. Mm. You have such beautiful boobs. You are beautiful. Everything about you is chill. Love it.
Mm.
There it is.
Name?
You.
That's an awfully hard turn from refrigerators to the next topic.
Name and rank.
Yeah.
I didn't get the name. I didn't get the name. Mm. It, when she texted me this message, she shared it with me and I saw the name.
But it's not a usual pervert we know.
Well, yeah, I think it might be. I think it might be a usual pervert.
Oh,
it's not somebody
God!
I know for real. All right, wait, let me call her. Let me call.
Yeah, I mean, we can't.
It's not
just,
She'll know too. It's not a.
If it's a known perp, then it's like, all right.
It's not a blood relative to any of, is it?
All right, she'll know because she's.
If it's eight.
Hey, all right. So the guy that sent you that message, right,
name and rank
about your boobs, is he a? What?
I thank him.
You didn't thank him, did you?
No, but I do right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, it
is.
It is high praise.
That's not good, honey. That's not good, honey. Because he's listening to the show now, and you're encouraging that perv behavior.
Who doesn't want to be flattered?
This is simply a nice comment.
Well, it was not. It was a rude comment. In my opinion,
we all like to be commented.
Now that I'm 40, I mean, that's a nice thing. Right?
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Jesus.
What are you doing to me? Let me. You're on social media even more than I am. Let me ask you this. Is this a regular guy that has floated around our show? Is this a name you recognized?
Yes.
Could you text me the name, please? Just let me know.
Sure.
I'm not going to give the name out on the air, but I'm going to look and see what's going
Maybe
on.
Maybe text it all to right. all of us.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Yeah,
right
text
now?
It to all of us because Rob and Oscar know these guys too.
Do you feel, Carla, it's someone that we may have met?
She can't hear you. You see, dummy, I'm on this. And
yeah,
so
but
she
I thought maybe
you
could relay the message.
Okay.
You could ask her if it's someone that we maybe met in Las Vegas.
Could it be somebody we have met in Las Vegas? Hello?
Oh, she's texting.
No.
Oh, are you texting? No. All right.
Texting.
So send that along, and we'll see if anybody recognizes the name.
I love this.
This
Great.
Is exciting, isn't it?
What are we saying? We'll see if Rob recognizes the name. Rob will recognize the name. All right. Have a wonderful day, boobs.
All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye. Thank you very much. There you go.
She thanks
him. That's it. Well, I guess, you know, ladies love a compliment. Ladies love a compliment.
All right, it's here.
At that particular time, it seemed... Let me tell you my analysis.
Yes.
All right? If it's not alcohol-fueled, it seems to be rather ham-handed, you know, in doing that. You know, you could offer that. Yes.
I've got the name.
She sent you the name?
Yeah, and I think everybody got it. I do not recognize the name, if anything. I will say that it is a West Coast person.
Oh, this guy's in shape, too.
But if it arrived to Carla at 5:34 p.m. on a Wednesday, that means it was 2:30 in the afternoon when this guy sent it his time. So he could be a day
California.
Drinker. He could be
right,
a day drinker.
On. All right, I'm going to look it up. And we're not going to mention names because that's
And
not
right, Oscar, doing. He is quite physically
yeah,
fit.
Yeah, I'm looking at him. I'm like, man, this guy's doing all right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, stay away from my bride. Thank you very much.
That's Although he looks like he might have gotten a tour of the Senate chamber recently.
All right, hold on.
Might be one of those.
Okay. Why are you saying he looks like a Trumper?
Yeah,
a Trump fanatic.
I don't know. Maybe it's because his Facebook picture has him with his hands on his hips, like saying, oh, yeah.
Oh, I get it. I get it. What are you saying, fit?
Well, he's fitter than us.
Fit? Yeah.
Really?
Also, it's a rather low res picture. It could be an optical illusion.
Are you? Is this the guy with the beard you're looking at?
Do we have the same guy? The same guy that you wrote us about, right?
I just got the text.
Yeah,
I'm looking. I'm looking at the guy with a initials JC.
Yeah,
JC. Yeah.
I'm looking at a fat guy with a beard.
Oh,
I got a different picture.
Yeah, have you looked at his profile picture?
All right, let me go back. Let me
He's
go
not
back.
Not that fat.
Well, did you like? I just
he might be into two different guys. Like maybe you want him real skinny.
I got so many guys with this name on my friend list.
I got you.
It's stunning. And Carla's text to me, I didn't see the picture of the guy. Let me see.
Because she just sent me a screen cap.
Oh, okay. All right. Now I'm looking. Let me see if I've got him on my friend list. Right. And that means I don't. That means I don't have him on my friend list.
And this guy's out of your usual suspects.
Yeah.
Like the HBSs, the DVs, Dirk Vastrix. Like, yep. This is not, this guy's an interloper.
He's an interloper, the worst kind.
Yep.
I could have blocked this bastard. Okay, Joe.
Yeah, I'm not friends with him either. He's a definite outsider.
Oh, ooh. So he's just a guy that, maybe this is totally, but he listens to our show.
Obviously.
Or does he watch it?
Yeah, and about 2 o'clock on a Wednesday, he says, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make a little lady's day.
If he is aware of the bonus show and he subscribes and, then he's got to be, but he's not a friend with any of us?
No, I don't have him.
Okay, there you go.
You should know. Look, this now makes sense because this was an alpha dog move. Like, I'm just going to write her and tell her what's
wrong. I'm going to throw her and just say, yeah. And she's going to respond to me like, oh, thank you.
It could have gone sideways. Been like, no, you pervert. Block.
Right.
Instead, he got what he wanted.
Thank you for understanding me, JC.
What's the little... Okay, very good. You are beautiful. Everything about you is chill.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, let me look.
Isn't that how you wooed her? Didn't you say, Carly, you're so chill?
I'm just pissed I can't find the guy. Let me see if there are more.
Maybe he doesn't want to be found.
Oh, see all. Good. I'm going to see all.
Could it be that he has misstepped in the past and we've blocked him?
That would be why I'm not getting him, right?
I would think so, yeah. I would have to just... It's so hard.
How many dudes with this name? My God.
Or she's being catfished.
Ah, dirty.
Can you go to a blocked list and like look up a name?
You have a list of people you've blocked, but
yeah,
I don't think
you're going to
go through them.
And there's thousands for me.
Right. No.
It's not worth it, Mike.
Guy.
You're the celebrity.
Yeah. Well, it's not worth it on the show, but it's certainly worth the weekend's activity.
Yeah, you certainly have a few days ahead of you, don't you?
As I'll do. Because foolishly I was thinking, personal message from him, talking about how much he likes the show. Then it would be the obvious betrayal. No, this is a clandestine approach.
Candlestine.
This is really what I should be thinking about more and more as she's out in the workforce. You know what I mean?
I've been telling you this for the past 10 years.
Well, you know what? I'm getting to the age now where I just don't want to know. I just don't want to know. I don't want to know about any of it. Glad you like her boobs, Joe.
Oh, dear. The clues.
Yeah, right. I'm sorry. I have to go have a conversation with my judge. I have to.
Mike, the Bloodhound Gang is on it.
We will be taking a little break, and we'll come back with the story of Oscar. And do we have to do Nikki?
No, Nicholas is next.
Nicholas is next. Nikki Diamond, and then Oscar. God, too much show. It's playoff weekend. We'll tell you who to pick when we come back with Nikki Diamond on the Mike O'Mara Show.
That time again for resolutions. You know, quit smoking, start that diet, get to exercising. Now there's one resolution we all can do right now, and that's subscribe to the TMOS bonus show. It's an extra 60 minutes of funny and debauchery. Head over to the MikeOMaraShow.com, click on the bonus show banner, and for the little that you give, you get a lot back. Capiche? Now let's return to Hawaii Five-0, starring Jack Lord. Book 'em, Dano.
Thank you, Paulie. Appreciate that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by MyBookie. When you get right down to it, football is great, but playoff football, oh boy.
The best.
It's the best. This weekend is wild card weekend.
Wild card, as Bob Hope would say. It's wild, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, how about this AP All-American football team? Wild card weekend. As the Washington football team travels to Tampa to take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Tom Brady. Little Tom Brady. Isn't he nice there?
Six huge games this weekend, and they all mean getting one step closer to the bowl.
Going to the bowl!
The only way to make the action more exciting is to lay a little money down, get invested. You won't regret it. It's MyBookie. Get the smart play. Make the smart play today. Sign up at MyBookie. Use promo code TMOS and sign up to grab yourself a 50% match in free play based on your first deposit. How great is that? If you can think of it, you can bet on it, and do not miss out on their casino gaming platform. It's officially winning season at MyBookie. Join in on the fun and win some cash while you're at it. Fly, baby. Yeah, MyBookie. And speaking of MyBookie, ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Pahrumph, Nevada, for the wild card weekend. I always like to look and see if I can see his book. Empty out the, what's it say, Nikki? Empty out the...
Negative.
Negative.
The negative, Mike.
You make me laugh always.
Make room
always.
For more joy, greater confidence, and new levels of influence. Betting influence. That's Joel Osteen. Great author, great musician. We Didn't Start the Fire, Uptown Girl, all the hits. That's
different guy.
Yeah. That's a preacher, Nikki. That's a preacher we have. Nikki, we haven't seen you since the holiday, and I have to say, how was your new year, my friend?
You know, great times. Me, Ernie, Anderson Cooper, Andy Cohen, a bottle of Cutty Sark. Good living, Pahrumph, Nevada.
Yeah. Oh, that's so nice to hear it out there. What a great place to be. Well, I know, Nikki Diamond, this is the time of year you live for. And how would you, as we go into the playoffs, Nikki, I have to ask this. How would you analyze, as a prognosticator, your season?
Mm-hmm.
I know you've had good seasons, average seasons, bad seasons. How would you rate this particular season of your picks, Nikki?
Well, if we don't count the first 10 or 11 weeks, we're on fire, baby! Yeah. What have you done for me lately? That's what I see.
Well,
when
you
say
know,
this is your year, don't you mean 2021?
Oh, yeah, I haven't missed the game all year. So for a lack of time.
It's a big, big time. And this is, we all, football fans, we live for this.
Wild
including
card.
The city of Washington, D.C.
Super wild card.
Super
weekend.
Wild card, thank you.
Super wild card weekend. And you know what? And the people in Tampa, that's a great football city as well. It's just an exciting weekend. Let's waste no time and get, and by the way, please pass along our Happy New Year to your good friend Ernie as well.
Yeah.
We know, you know,
absolutely.
I hope he maintains his health in 2021.
It could be his last year, so we'll see.
Okay. Well, then, hey, just out of curiosity, before we get to the picks.
Yeah.
If it does, and God forbid, if it happens to be his last year, if he were to take a turn for the worse, Nikki, do you have any arrangements as far as does he have family? Does he have anyone that, or would you perhaps be able to continue your living arrangement?
The arrangement, yeah.
If he passed away,
I think things are headed towards. I might be the arrangement. So, Nikki Diamond, will executor.
Okay. Wow, very good. Good luck with that. Let's get right to it and the picks for the wild card weekend, everybody.
Well, it's going to be a great weekend. Six games. We start off with the Murrow. It's a sure thing. The Bills, baby, against the Colts. Jimmy Cerrito, you're on fire. They've won 4 or 5 in a row. Josh Allen is unstoppable. They're giving 6.5. It's Phillip Rivers. You play in San Diego, and now you play in a dome. You can't deal with the Buffalo weather. You're 40 years old. You got 12 kids. Get the hell, you got a one kid for every COVID. Get out of here. Okay, it's the Bills. They're going to roll by 2.5 touchdowns. It's Bills. A sure thing. It's the Merle. I missed you,
Wow, Merle. Pretty good stuff. Wow, I like that.
For
fantastic.
Your daily fantasy, you're still playing that. He's a Buckeye, a rookie. J.K. Dobbins coming off his best game. for the Baltimore, Bermuda Boy Baltimore Ravens. They're playing the Titans in maybe the game of the day. I say Dobbins. He goes for 150 and two touchdowns. He's unstoppable right now. He's like Podcast Village in 2021. You can't stop them, baby. You tried, but you can't do it.
Wow,
and now,
that's awesome.
Sunday night, your winning ass pick. Yes, it's the Browns versus the Steelers. The Steelers, they've been good for the longest time. Absolutely, Billy Joe Osteen. They Browns, they don't know how to play in the playoffs. They don't play in January. They're playing golf somewhere. They're like, what do we do? The coach has COVID. They got no chance. The Steelers roll. It's a winning ass pick. Wild card weekend. Super, baby. Woo! Yeah!
Wow, that's awesome, man. There he goes. All right, fantastic.
And the computer is closed. Light them up.
So did we not get the Washington pick? We
I think he avoided it on purpose.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Yeah. I think it's going to be tough for the Washington football team, but it's going to be the one I'm going to be watching, and congratulations to that.
Mike, they need to make sure that when the clock is running out, Tom Brady doesn't have the ball last because he's really a clutch quarterback.
Thank you, kindly.
And all these things are going to come into play.
Am I the only one that thinks we made it? Anyway.
What a fairytale story.
Oscar, can you talk about your ripoff when we come back
eBay
on the show?
Scam? Yes. Oh, right. Yes.
eBay scam from Oscar when we come back on the Michael Barra Show, everybody. Maddie Masiello.
This is going to be great.
Maddie, anything to say?
There was cocaine on the coffee table and plenty of seepage in the hot tub. It was gross. I am just freaking out. That is disgusting.
There's the little Masiello girls on the big green shamrock.
My parents probably care less than I do, like an a-hole. It was a crap shack back then. I think I'm going to need a couple days to process.
Let Maddie make you gladdy.
So I'm not on the edge. I have this crippling anxiety. Much better, even though it sucks.
Everybody's mad about Maddie Masiello, only on The Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show. The cold weather is here, but you still have the thermal upper hand, almighty one, because there's nothing like a roaring fire to bring you back to what matters. Enter Solo Stove. We all got them.
Yes.
We all love them. A Solo Stove is a great weapon against the cold, as well as digital distractions. Get out there with the fam. Sit around a fire. It's fantastic. They create magic moments at Solo Stove with stainless steel construction designed to regulate airflow and burn more efficiently. There's very little smoke. You'll wonder how there's so much fire. Don't have the campfire smell on your clothes and nothing left but ultra fine ash for easy cleanup. Solo Stove products are portable and built to last, easy to light, totally portable, and Solo Stove gives a lifetime warranty with every single purchase.
Hold it. How long is the guarantee? How is that warranty?
Lifetime.
Wow.
That's forever. Time of your life. It's a lifetime. You won't be able to read it because it lasts for so much time.
You know, you like to have a glass of something to drink when you're by your Solo Stove, don't you?
Sit around your Solo Stove, drink a glass of wine, and celebrate your lifetime guarantee.
What was the name of the Three Stooges guy with the big hair?
That would be Larry Fine.
Thank you. I'm done.
No one needs a reason to gather around the fire. Solo Stove just took away any reason not to. And now you can get $10 off when you use promo code TMOS at checkout. Just go to solostove.com. And remember, you get $10 off when you use promo code TMOS. Oscar Santana, seems like a year ago, told us that he got ripped off online over the holidays with a major purchase.
Yes.
What the hell happened, Oscar?
Okay, Mike, you probably know for years now I have worn silver headphones, these Sony headphones, studio headphones. And I'm showing you a picture now because you'll know that I don't have the headphones. And I'll tell you why in just a second.
Those are older style headphones.
Aren't they sort of really designed for club jocks?
Yes, but and maybe Rob and Mike are different. When you start working in real radio, real terrestrial radio, you find a certain brand or feel or of headphone that you are accustomed to. So you get used to them.
100%.
And then you always, at least for me, I rather wear those than other headphones like 10 out of 10 times.
Of course.
I actually switched when we went to the CES Consumer Electronics Show and found this company that was on the floor there Maestro, German Maestro.
The most hateful headphones, right?
But you've had them for 5 years now.
Yeah, but also before that, for a million years, you wore those cost 4As, or 44As.
Well, before that, I have the ones that Carla uses now. I want to make sure costs go back a long way.
The costs, how did you ever wear those for as many hours a day as you wore them? They were literally uncomfortable.
Because they were the loudest, best fidelity headphones you can have. For a very, very long time prior to that, God, where the hell's the name? Well, there's a problem if you don't want to put the name.
Is it on the top?
Headphones. Yeah, it is. All right, hold on. Let me look under the light here. I can't see because.
So I'll pad while you look.
Kirkland.
Sanyo.
Emerson.
Go ahead.
Beverly. God damn it. Okay.
Biodynamics? Is it Biodynamics?
I just chucked him. No, you know what? If you carve your little name, your brand name, in that tiny little black area where you can't read it, screw you. It's like Beverly Dynamic or something like that.
Biodynamics. That's Biodynamics.
Yes. Okay. I can't read it. Go ahead. Seriously,
beware. You
know what? If we could just a sidelight here. Yeah. For anyone that's ever worked on audio equipment or anything, carving a stencil into black plastic is illegible.
Black plastic.
By design.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when you're trying to see A, B, red, black, all that, and it's into the black plastic. It doesn't work that way. A stencil, but it's cheap, so they don't do it.
Biodynamics, fantastic headphones.
Biodynamics.
Bad signage. Yes. But Oscar says the gospel truth. I started with a different brand of Sony that they stopped manufacturing, and when I went to buy another pair, it's panicky because you want to have the right headphones, the ones you're used to.
I just can't believe that I turned Biodynamics into... Beverly Namanagi. God, I'm such an idiot. So you have your, how old are those Sonys that you have?
These are Sony's MDR V700s. That's the brand for you audiophiles.
And they used to be a workhorse of the Sony Corporation. You could buy them anywhere.
So I found these in 2000, probably 2000. Right at WHFS, Tim Virgin, the afternoon jock, was using these to do his show.
Your idol.
Yes. My rock idol, jock idol. Right. And I was like, one day I'm going to buy those headphones because they're expensive. Mm-hmm. When you're a kid, you're like, I can't spend at that point $170 on headphones. So once I got a credit card, I did. And ever since then, I've actually had these type of headphones. Rob, if you remember 4 years ago, you bought me some fake headphones that looked like these.
I tried. It was when for Christmas, you were bemoaning the fact you needed a new set. These are literally out of print. Mm-hmm. And I tried to find some sort of Korean facsimile where they said, these are the guys.
Yeah.
And I spent a lot of money and they were garbage.
And I called you a rube. Yeah. And we had to fight to get that back. So during the break, I realized that the current Sonys that I ended up buying for myself were basically breaking on demand. And you know the feeling when your headphones are breaking, when the cups aren't feeling right.
Right.
They start shedding. The band's breaking. So I was like, I just got to pull the trigger. And I look on eBay and it said brand new in box. Sony MDR V700s. And I kid you not, they're up for bid at like $350, almost $400.
Yep.
And I said, I'm going to buy these because it's a selfish purchase for myself.
Christmas.
Yeah, but you use it every day.
Yeah.
Use it every day for work, so that's cool.
So I buy them. The box arrives, and the box looked like those old Sony headphone boxes we used to have. I was like, this guy's legit. He's brand new, and this is his backstory.
How long did it take for him from purchase to delivery?
Because 2 days.
He was ready to get
ready to go. And the box looks slightly off, but I was like, okay. His backstory on eBay was that he had a friend who was a Sony executive from Japan, and he had like four brand new V700s in his closet for years. And he said, you know what? You can have these. I'm sure you could do something on eBay for them. So this is the last pair of the four boxes he got from his friend from Japan who used to work at Sony.
Wow. A lot of that $400 you paid was for the story.
Yes.
This might have been a drunk purchase
as well. Full disclosure.
This happens.
I start opening them up and I'm like, this packaging seems flimsy. Because if you remember, the EPA wasn't involved in 2000, and you would get like really nice packaging.
Thick.
Thick cardboard, like something that would hurt the environment.
Yeah, everything wedged into its proper space for lack of movement.
This felt flimsy and suspect.
And, hey, I'm flimsy. And, I'm suspect. Hi, everybody.
I start opening it up, and there's this distinct smell to the headphones. I'm like, this smells a little bit like a, you know that feeling when you get a musty sweater, so like something's moldy?
Yeah,
you know,
something's off.
And that's so bad because there's no greater smell than new electronics or new headphones. I mean, that's one of the greatest smells. And what you're getting is basement.
So this is, you start going panic mode. Panic mode because you just lost money. And I've been down this road. I got hoodwinked on eBay 10 years ago and I never got my money back.
Right.
So I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. I did what Mike O'Mara did with his tanning bed decades ago. And I bought something I knew was too good to be true, and it never happened.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I this is how panicked I was. I raced to work from home with my package to compare the headphones that I already had that were falling apart to the new
headphones.
That's
the best way to do it, to know what you got, right?
And this is where the internet would have saved me heartbreak and time. Because as soon as I type into Google, Sony MDR V700 fakes, there's a litany of Reddit pages of like these fantastic fakes that are being made and sold online on a regular basis.
That's wild.
And they said you have to look for two things: a made in that's etched into the headband and a CE crest that is embossed into the actual headphones. Mine had neither.
Oh no.
This is the true tell. And this is what my current battle with eBay is the cups, not the ear pads, but the cups around the headphone.
Right.
Uh-huh.
They are still sticky from the black paint that was painted on them.
An old-fashioned eBay ripoff.
Oh,
what was
my God.
I know you checked this. What was the guy's rating?
Well, that, Mike, again, a drunken purchase.
Yeah.
Because my wife asked me the same thing. She goes, why wouldn't you you got to get 100% positive rating.
You're usually all over.
Zero ratings.
Yeah.
Zero.
Oh, this guy has started so many accounts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Oh, no.
He's starting an eBay account with his right hand and spray painting headphones with his left.
The backstory is what got me. I'm like, oh, he had a friend who worked at Sony who was an executive.
Yeah.
Where's it stand right now? Any resolution?
I'm in the middle of like a battle because eBay's like, no. You did this. You bought it uninsured. It's over. And I'm like, no! I'm going to fight this.
Keep us posted, please.
Yeah, I will.
We appreciate that.
Where was he based? Did he have a city of license?
Chicago.
Chicago!
Hey, we will take a break.
I got these headphones for you.
We will come back with news you may not need right here. Good luck, Oscar.
Thank you.
The Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. All day.
Hi, this is Cam Sinison, and I want to have a little heart to heart. If you're thinking about just listening to the Free Daily Show and not bothering to buy a bonus show subscription, don't do it! Ow! Ow! Mike, Rob, and Oscar depend on that money! You leech! Stop sucking! Ow! So if you don't want a crazy guy yelling at you, you should really buy that bonus subscription. And if you don't, well, then I'll be haunting you day and night. And you don't want that.
Thank you very much, Sam. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Legacy Box. Legacy Box is an effortless way to digitally preserve your home movies and photos so that they are organized and protected. Start off the new year right. Digitize your memories so you can easily share them. Videotapes start decaying after about 10 years, so the sooner you digitally preserve them, the better off you will be. They will be. To say that we all love Legacy Box would be an understatement. We've all used it. We're thrilled. Imagine reclaiming all the priceless footage you haven't been able to see in years. So simple. Use their kit to safely send in your media. Their experienced team will create a digital collection by hand, and then it all comes back to you, stored on the cloud, a thumb drive or a DVD, along with the original media you sent. Legacy Box is something you can order in minutes and enjoy forever, just like we did. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to take advantage of this limited time offer and get 40% off. This exclusive offer won't last long, so order their kit now and send it in whenever you're ready. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS and save 40% while supplies last, people.
News.
Boo. Well, I will tell you, Donald Trump kind of changed his tune yesterday, ladies and gentlemen. He made a video after all the goings-on of the last couple of days. He called the insurgents, quote, a heinous attack on the United States Capitol, claimed he was outraged by the violence, lawlessness, and mayhem. He also claimed that he immediately deployed the National Guard. That is not true. Sources are saying he resisted calling them in and actually seemed to enjoy watching the chaos unfold. There's also a report saying it was Mike Pence who gave the order. Trump did not mention the speech he made just before the riot, encouraging the same mob to march to the Capitol, to take back the country, to show strength and be strong, and to make their voices heard. But I try to be an optimistic person. I try to say there will be no chaos. It's still chaotic. There are resignations happening. There are calls for impeachment. There are calls for the 25th Amendment. But there are also 12 days left. So, stay tuned.
Doesn't it just still seem a little surreal that it happened at all?
It seems to me that I want it to be over. Yes, I think most Americans do at this particular time. But you know, it doesn't affect the rich guys. It doesn't affect the rich guys at all. Elon Musk just leapfrogged past Jeff Bezos to become the richest person in the world. Thanks to an increase in Tesla's share price, Musk is now worth, the number is just $185
billion. Damn.
Wow.
$185 billion.
In fairness, Bezos would still be there if he hadn't gotten divorced.
What's even crazier is worth that it. The total is that at the beginning of 2020 he was worth $27 billion.
Yeah,
it's a Mike, fairly good little year, isn't it?
Well, what happened is he went to Cornerstone. And okay, he got a great refinance. Yeah, he pulled some cash out, reduced his PMI.
Yep, it's crazy. his personal fortune grew by $158 billion in a year.
Mm.
That increase is greater than the entire fortune of Bill Gates, who's worth a mere $132 billion. Bezos is still a very close second with $184 billion.
Mike, we've always said if you invest in the power of the sun, anything's possible.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Way to go, Elon.
And he means S-O-N, Jesus Christ.
Well, to some poorer people, but they still do very well. One of the longest-lasting couples in all of showbiz has to be Pat Zajac and Vanna White. Sure, they've never smashed.
You don't think?
Expression. I don't think so. Not that we know of, but I think
they've been a long time. In their heyday.
Really?
Sure.
You get bored.
Vanna, I'd like to have you out to Bowie. Come on out.
Have you ever seen the Bowie bass song?
All I remember is my drunken hello for Pat Zajac when he couldn't get away from me fast enough. Hey, Pat, you came out of the Dynamite Show back in the day. I go, and then I, blew up the bathroom.
That's a good two-part story. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Do not go in there, Pat.
Do not go in there. Together, they've been together since 82.
I'd like to buy a bowel, please.
4 decades. And Vanna says they never fight. Why the hell would they fight? She turns letters.
No, she doesn't even turn anymore. She just touches them.
She doesn't speak.
I know. My dad is a big Wheel of Fortune guy, and he loves when they're forced to fill 15 seconds at the end. Because
when they have absolutely nothing to say.
Nothing to say because they're vapid nothingness. That's all it is.
Vanna thinks it could be because, quote, we don't see each other for 2 weeks at a time, and then we see each other for a couple of days, and then we don't see each other. That's a Vanna quote right there.
Smart.
Vanna also revealed her motivation for staying fit all these years. I'm so tempted to say something so socially unacceptable.
Don't do
but
it.
But I can't.
Don't do it.
I want to say it. She revealed her emotion. This is hard. I have to talk myself. Don't say it. Don't say it.
The
her motivation for staying fit all these years. No. I do wardrobe fittings once a month, and for 38 years, I've had to fit into those dresses because they're sample sizes. Okay. Well, she always says she still manages to
look stunning. It's your sample sizes.
She's the furthest thing away from that. That horrible word I mentioned.
Mike, today's puzzle is a before and after, and the solution is big, stupid idiot.
I have to be. Listen, I didn't mean anything I said. I was doing it for shock value. So
that doesn't even make sense. Literally, the woman gets paid to look good.
Yep.
She does. She
so
says,
does
I'm,
Pat.
Afraid of get, I'm afraid of get, getting to the studio one day. I have to put more Wheel of Fortune stories on this news. She's afraid of getting to the studio one day and not being able to fit into the dresses. So it inspires me to work out on a regular basis.
Same again with Pat.
She's 63 years old. Dana White, God bless her. That's
big head. Did you know that? She was hired because she has a big head.
Big head pixie light bottom.
That's right.
According to a new survey, 8% of people never clean their phones. And 14% say they do it less than once a month. So that's almost a quarter of people. But 26% of overachievers say they clean their phone daily. And another 44% clean it anywhere between weekly and monthly. If you want some motivation to get on that train, a study out of the University of Arizona once found our phones to have 10 times more bacteria than a toilet seat. There you have it.
I clean my phone every day, but only my landline.
Thank you. And your landline is wood.
It is. You have to crank it 3 times and say, Sarah, get Mike O'Mara on the phone.
Please get me Mount Pilot. Fried chicken.
Delicious.
We all love. Who doesn't like a nice, juicy piece of fried chicken?
Yeah.
That has been the most popular fast food option during the pandemic. All you have to do down here is drive by a Chick-fil-A and see the old people lined up for their fried chicken.
Do you have a churches down there?
I haven't seen a churches down here.
Well, you stopped when that priest did the monkey business, right?
I don't even know where the Popeyes is down here. I'm not sure.
What?
I don't know where. I haven't seen it.
Popeyes is
KFC all over the place. A new study found the most popular fried chicken fast food chain in each state over the past year. KFC.
Quiet, please. Recording. Go again. I found a way to cook.
Colonel Sanders.
I found a way to cook extra crispy. Come on over and try my crispy. It's entirely different, and yet it's just as tender and tasty. No, and it's just as finger-licking good.
Mike, that's not Colonel Sanders. That's actually a guy that was in the Capitol yesterday.
That's very exciting. Yes, it's in the speaker's office. KFC won the most states with 14. Churches that Rob mentioned or Oscar mentioned with 10. And Raising Cane's?
Never heard of it.
West Coast. Yeah. Zaxby's got 7 states and Popeye's got 6. Zaxby's big down here.
They just got up here.
Z-A-X-B-Y? Is that how it's spelled?
I've always thought that fried chicken upsets my system. And, of course, with the program I'm on, I don't know.
If you had to choose, though, KFC or Popeye's?
Popeye's in a heartbeat.
Popeyes. Yeah, Popeye's is great.
1,000%. And now a little something-something. Cops recently showed up at a Mickey D's in Vero Beach, Florida, around 4 in the morning. You know nothing can good happen at that time. After someone reported a suspicious vehicle... they found a dude there. It's parked basically in the drive-through lane. They come up to the guy. His keys were still in the ignition, but the engine was off, and they could smell alcohol on the man's breath.
Mm-hmm.
It turned out that this 28-year-old guy had parked his truck directly in the drive-through lane and passed out. Well, they woke him up. He could barely walk. He failed a sobriety test. He eventually admitted that he drank 6 to 8 beers at a bonfire. I drank 6 to 8 beers at a bonfire, and I had a bunch of Rum Runner tiki drinks.
Oh, dear.
A tiki drink.
Tiki drink.
You want to go over and have them tiki drink?
Tiki drink.
I like a tiki drink. By the way, cops mentioned that when they found him, he was snoring so loudly that they even mentioned it in their police report.
Wow.
That's why you get a Florida story, because you get these things. They mentioned it was so large through the window that they mentioned his snoring in the police report. He is facing charges for drunk driving and driving on a suspended license. But his lawyer is going to protest this. He says he suffers from a medical condition.
What medical condition?
Sleep apnea. Thank you. That was more important to me than I let anybody know, ladies and gentlemen. We have to take a break.
Hey, we did.
Come back with the Audio Vault, Rob Spivak, right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey there, in case you haven't heard, it's a brand new year. But before we slam the door on the shit show that was 2020, some P1s and TMOS Nation want to show their appreciation.
Nancy Veronese from Webster, New York. Thank you, TMOS, for making us think, for sharing your personal ups and downs, for hilarious cocktail hours, and, well, for taking pleasure over others' pain. Always.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and Maddie, for keeping us laughing when we needed it the most. Here's to more fun and some great memories to come in 2021.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We have been telling you about fighting the boredom of the pandemic with this wonderful puzzle game, Best Fiends. Mm. Rob is on level 6 million at this particular time with this puzzle game. Level 6 million,
but I did crack the 2000s, and it's great. Now they're on a beach, and Mike, one of the things is you have to inflate beach balls. It's great.
What would Best Fiends be comparable to as far as a cartoon creature? Because you're using these things to fight these slugs
and little insect guys. I would say they almost lean towards a little bit like anime, but they're great because they evolve too. So the longer you play, the more creatures you get and you can upgrade them. And it is at the base of it. I mean, it's cute and it's fun, but it is a great mind puzzle game. And I love the way it challenges you to think. And think in different ways. It's like a crossword puzzle, but a visual one. I love it. It's so great.
Here is the cool thing. You don't need a Wi-Fi connection for Best Fiends. You don't need the internet. It's the binge-worthy mobile puzzle game with over 100 million downloads. You don't have to worry about the downloads on Wi-Fi. It's free to download on the Apple App Store or on Google Play. More levels, events, and challenges added all the time. Seriously, once you download Best Fiends, boredom won't stand a chance. Download Best Fiends free today on the Apple Store or Google Play. That's Friends without the R, F-I-E-N-D-S, Best Fiends, and do it today, ladies and gentlemen. Let's open up that audio vault for today, January 8th. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
Let's start with this. It's a bit sad, but I think it's worthy of mention. We were just talking Wheel of Fortune. Of course, you can't think of Wheel of Fortune without thinking of Jeopardy. And tonight they air Alex Trebek's last episode of Jeopardy.
Couldn't watch. Tuned in last night, couldn't watch.
It's tough. It
made me sad.
Really tough. He taped his last episode in October. He died. I can't believe it was this long ago. He died on November 8th. It's been that long he's been gone.
Yeah, and I tuned in last night. I don't mean to say, ew. No, I just, it was too sad for me to watch. And, you know, he was struggling at the end. You could tell. And just brave to the end.
With really, that in mind,
I do want to see the tribute tonight, though.
With that in mind, I want you to hear this tape because...
Is this the tape of the tribute they did for
him?
No,
this is from an interview. And it puts my mind a little bit at ease because, as we talked about in the past, he's handled this whole thing with such class. But it sounds to me that if you can ramp up to the end of your life with this attitude, it makes it better for all around you. It starts with a clip.
Alex Trebek.
This week, I was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. What it is, we love you out. That's very kind of you.
Thank you.
Cost you $19.95. You're left with $5.
I got choked up because it suddenly registered on me. Throughout my life, I've always wondered about how courageous a human being I was. I just look at it as it's part of life. Does that mean I'm courageous because I'm dealing with it? No. I could be scared to death and I'd still have to deal with it. But I'm not scared to death. So maybe I am courageous. What I would do on that day is tell the director, time the show down to leave me 30 seconds at the end. That's all I want. And I will say my goodbyes. And until we meet again, God bless you and goodbye.
I love... Love, you know what I love most about that clip?
What's that?
Maybe I am courageous. The absolute, total honesty.
Yep.
And, you know, as I am, getting older and older, I think about a term that is used all the time, that we're all going there. We're all going to be there sometime. It's going to happen to all of us. And you know what? There are ways you handle it. I think there are many, 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 many people that handle this type of a situation with tremendous dignity. The great thing about Alex Trebek is he put a spotlight for people that might wonder how they would handle it.
Yeah.
Well, you have a little blueprint there of how to do that. And it just, here's what made me sad. Not that he had pancreatic cancer and that he would be passing away shortly after that. The pain he was obviously in is pretty obvious when you watch those last episodes. But I will be, I've taped it. I'll be watching the tribute tonight to Alex Trebek. And just a tremendous, everybody agreed with that. What a way to show people how to leave the earthly coil with dignity and very sad. And he will be tough to replace. I don't say that about a lot of game show hosts. He will be tough. Some of these iconic guys like Bob Barker and Alex Trebek, they're just so good at it after all these years. And Jeopardy's no slouch show to do.
Next week, we're going
to
get Ken Jennings. I think after that, Katie Kirk is going to do a week. And then the final.
Ken Jennings said he doesn't want to replace him, which is good. And I'm glad he said that. I don't think Katie wants to do that either.
I think ultimately it'll go to Jane Lynch.
Keep going.
Let's go from one of the greatest television icons of our time to one of the greatest stains of all time, Tim Allen. Did you realize that the show Last Man Standing is in its ninth season?
Sure, it is.
Of course it is.
Sure, when you get that lucky cloud over you, you know, I call it a lucky cloud.
Lucky cloud. But it is also the final season. Oh, Mike, you're going to like this then. As a celebration of the last season of Last Man Standing, guess who was a guest on last night's episode?
Was it Pamela Anderson?
No, it was Tim the Toolman Taylor in a startling dual role. He acted with himself.
He called me the Tool Man. Kind of a thing, because it was, you know, man.
Turn that laugh track up. All right, I can't.
Welcome.
He puts in a garbage disposal, and all, Mike, it doesn't go well.
Yay. Fantastic.
Meanwhile, if you have four-year-old twin girls, and you want them to play what my parents used to play with me, the Be Quiet game, how long do you think that lasts?
Probably not really good.
Let's see.
Hey, girls, we're going to have a contest. Who can be quiet the longest?
Me. Okay, I guess.
I love kids. That's fair. Play that again. That's too damn cute.
All right, 4-year-old twins.
Hey, girls, we're going to have a contest. Who can be quiet the longest?
Me. Okay, I guess.
4.5 seconds. 4.5 seconds.
Fantastic.
Mike, I think you're going to like this because we mentioned, I think it was the band Creed yesterday, and you did your classic impression of a 90s male pop singer.
Yeah.
And that could be Creed, that could be Hootie and the Blowfish, that could be any number of those fine bands of the 90s. Well, there's a new sort of trend in female pop singers. It's called whisper pop. I think Billie Eilish is sort of the patron saint of whisper pop. And there is a comic, her name is Caitlin Riley, who did something on TikTok. She says this is every pop singer nowadays.
So true.
And that's now number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Oh, that's so true. Yeah, congratulations on your latest engagement, Ariana. That's it. We got to get out of here. We'll be back. A great bonus show this week, too. Yes. We haven't even done it yet, but I know it's already going to be great. Hang in there, people. Very interesting week. For you haters out there, hey, keep listening. Yeah. We love you anyway. Really, thank you. That's it. We got to say goodbye, and be safe this weekend, everybody. We'll be back with a brand new show on Monday. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You are a sad, strange little man, and have my pity.
I need you to get my underwear out of my butt.
Breathe steady, old man. Prove you're not completely useless. What the hell? Go out with a bang.
Pandemic.